This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Rob. Welcome to 6 Minute English. I'm joined today by my colleague Grace, who's from Brazil. Hello, Grace.
Hi, Rob. It's good to be here, but I hope you don't mind my Brazilian accent.
Of course not. Most people have an accent. The important thing is to be able to communicate, and your accent is charming, Grace. So, you're going to talk about Brazilian culture.
Yes, Brazilian food is on the menu today, and we will whet your appetite with language about food.
Great. Well, nothing makes me happier than tasty food, and I'm a bit of a gourmet, you know.
Well, if you are a gourmet, someone who likes high-quality food, you will not be disappointed if you go to Brazil. But first, let me put a question to you.
Okay, I like a challenge.
Brazil is the biggest coffee producer in the world. According to the International Coffee Organization, which of these countries is in second place? Is it A, Colombia, B, Indonesia, C, Vietnam?
Yes, all places that produce coffee, but I'm going to go for A, Colombia.
We will find out if you are right or wrong a bit later. Now, let's talk about food.
Good. Yes, I'd like to know, if I go to a Brazilian family's home, what will I eat? What's the staple food of Brazil?
The basic food in Brazil, the staple food, is rice and beans. You can have it with fried eggs, a steak, or some salad. But there is a special dish called feijoada. Thomas Papon, a Brazilian who blogs about food, explains what it is. And then, tell me, what kind of dish is this?
There is a sophisticated version of rice and beans, which is served on festivities and in every restaurant on Saturdays. It's called feijoada. It's a stew made of black beans and with pieces of pork. The main dish is served with side dishes such as fried greens and toasted manioc flour. There is no room left for dessert after this.
Ah, it's a stew. I like a good stew, a kind of food in which meat or fish or vegetables are cooked slowly with just a little bit of liquid. But no dessert. I need my dessert, Grace.
The main dish is quite filling, Rob. You won't need a pudding, sweet or fruit afterwards. And there are lots of side dishes with it.
These are small dishes which accompany the main one, and they sound very appetizing too.
They sound appetizing. In other words, it makes you really want to eat them. And at the end of the meal, you wash these dishes down with a caipirinha.
A caipirinha?
A very special Brazilian drink. Thomas Papon can give you the traditional recipe for it. Listen out for what he does with the lime.
You cut a lime into quarters, put it in a glass with a generous tablespoon of sugar. You break up the lime by pounding and pressing the lime with a wooden spoon until the sugar is dissolved into the lime juice. Then you add crushed ice, mix it very well, and add, of course, the main ingredient here, cachaça, which is a spirit made of sugarcane. I tell you, be adventurous. Why not experiment with other fruits like passion fruit, strawberries, or kiwis? Some people dilute this cocktail with a bit of water, but most Brazilians, like myself, take it without any water at all.
There you go. The traditional caipirinha.
So, you break up the lime by pounding it, by hitting or beating it very hard. I think I can do that.
Yes, and a surprise for you, Rob. I don't have a caipirinha here, but I brought a bit of cachaça in this little cup here. I brought the bottle from my native São Paulo. It's a spirit, a strong alcoholic drink, so be careful with it.
I'll have a little sip first time, okay? Yes.
It's strong, huh?
It is.
Are you still on your feet?
Just about.
Good. Let me tell you the answer to the question from the beginning of the program. Brazil is the biggest coffee producer in the world. I asked which of these countries is in the second position. Is it Colombia, Indonesia, or Vietnam?
And I said Colombia.
Well, Rob, I'm afraid it's not right.
Ah.
It's okay. So, the correct answer is see, Vietnam. The other two countries, they are really great producers of coffee, as you know. But Brazil has been consistently the biggest producer, and Vietnam has kept the second place with roughly half of what Brazil produces. The main types of coffee exported are Arabica and Robusta. Good, strong coffee, Rob.
Indeed. Sounds good.
Talking about coffee makes me want a cafezinho, a hot, strong coffee in a small cup as we have in Brazil. You might need one after this cachaça, Rob.
I might, indeed.
But first, let's recall the words we heard today.
Okay, we heard gourmet, staple food, stew, side dish, dessert, appetizing, pounding, spirit.
Thanks, Rob. Now, shall we go and have our cafezinho?
Well, actually, I'd like some more cachaça, if that's possible. Please join us again soon for more 6-Minute English from BBC Learning English. Saúde!
Saúde!
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That was 6-Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.